Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Mega power, yeah. Yeah. It is 7:35. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. They are growing, and Specialite wants to grow with you. Looking for a new career? Mm-hmm. Check out Specialite, Decatur, and Benton Township. Your topic for today, what do you not find funny that everyone else seems to find funny?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to you about this the other day, and I know you like this show, or you've grown to like this show, but something that I do not find funny, and it's not actually just this show. It's these kind of shows in general, and I'll just use this as an example, is Impractical Jokers. I do not find prank shows funny, which is weird because I appreciate a good prank, but for some reason, those prank shows, the prank YouTube channels, I just don't find funny. And I don't know why, because a good prank is a good prank, you know?
Yeah. So here's, I'm right on board with you like 4 years ago. So I'm not sure when the show came out, but we started watching True TV for a little bit, and it's on True TV, so it pops up. And I was always like, you know what I think it is? It's the laugh track behind it. It's the intro of the show. It like put a bad taste in my mouth. So I'm like, dude, they're laughing a lot. Like, is it really that funny?
That's
like,
what kills
if you. If you overlap, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it almost takes away from it. But then I actually gave the show a chance. And the actual material in the show is absolutely effing hilarious, dude.
I just, too, like, when I see the guys, like, in their little back rooms, just, like, falling on the ground, like,
right.
I'm just like,
that's exactly, like, you know, so we would go to Wings, et cetera, sometimes and sit down and eat some wings, and that would be on the TV at Wings, but you couldn't hear anything. So that's all I saw for, like, a few episodes before watching it. Yeah. It was just a bunch of dudes laughing all over each other, like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. It's like you watch like three episodes. Like it, even if you don't like it after three, turn it off. But there's something about it that like it sucks you in. And then like once you really understand like what they're doing behind the scenes, dude, they come up with some hilarious bits.
Yeah, I'm not.
So I don't know. Like I'm 50-50 with you. Like I didn't like it, and now I really do like it.
Yeah.
So I see both sides.
I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna watch.
No. Come on, give it a chance.
Maybe, I don't know. What do you not find funny that everyone else?
So
does?
Here's mine. Here's mine. And if you want, we're gonna stick with the TV shows on this one, dude. And I don't get it. I just every time I'm just like, oh man, like what is it? Why do people find this funny? Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean,
you know, I love science. I'm knowledgeable in science. I get the jokes, you know, the scientific jokes that they drop. I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe it's the characters. Maybe it's the laugh track behind it. I'm not sure. But every time I watch that show, I'm just like, ugh.
It's hard to.
And everybody loves it.
I liked it more. You know why? Because it's safe. It's a safe show, really, when you look at it. They're not breaking any major rules. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's a safe show with a laugh track. I've watched it. Like if it's on, like if it's the only thing available, I mean, I'm not gonna cry about it. But yeah, I don't go out seeking Big Bang Theory. You know,
have the same exact feelings about the show Friends. Don't find it funny.
Nah, I never got into Friends.
It's one of the most popular shows that it was ever created. I know. Yeah, everybody loves it.
Millions of dollars an episode, like multiple millions per episode. Huge. Yeah. Don't find it funny.
I mean, like I said, it's safe. I don't feel bad after watching it. It's just like, but I don't find it, you know, if you compare it to like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I would even say Home Improvement, but maybe that's because it's more of a male show.
Yeah. More male driven.
Home Improvement's direct.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it may be. Yeah. Cause chicks love Friends. They do. They love that show. They love watching a bunch of middle-aged white people sitting around in a coffee shop talking about their problems that they don't have. It's great. It's great. I don't know. It's never got into it. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What do you not find funny that everyone else does? We got some great answers on Facebook. We want to hear from you. We'll be back with more WIRX.
Hunter.
Do it. Rock 107 WIRX. WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Reefers.
It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What do you not find funny that everyone else does? We got some great comments on Facebook. Ain't funny. I ain't laughing. Ha ha. Funny how? Funny like a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh.
Brock said that Three Stooges weren't funny.
I didn't say they weren't funny. I said I don't find them funny. Don't get everyone, don't get everyone mad at me. Cripes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's see. Nicole and Kayla both said Family Guy. What's your take on that?
Dude, absolutely drop dead hilarious. When I first started watching it, it was weird. Like when Family Guy came out, dude, I would go out and buy the DVDs.
Probably because we hadn't seen anything like it, you know?
Like it. I mean, Simpsons. Simpsons have been around forever.
They
took it to a new level, though.
I probably will get burned at the stake for this. I've never thought The Simpsons was funny. I've never thought it was a good show. I know. All right.
Tie him up, ladies and gentlemen. I'll go get the gasoline.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't allowed to watch it as a kid. My parents were like, no, it's not for you. You can't watch it. I said, okay, that's fine. Maybe a little too mature for me. I never got into it. And now, like, watching it, like, I honestly just can't even sit and watch it. I can't. I just don't get it.
It's funny, dude. It's relevant. Give it a shot. How long has it been?
What's so funny about it? Tell me something that is laugh out loud funny with The Simpsons.
Simpsons? I don't know. Maybe the 30 years of comedy that everybody the past 30 years have thought was hilarious.
That's
the reason they're still going.
Just because they're on, that doesn't mean that they're so great. I'm trying to think of anything I've seen in pop culture that is laugh out loud funny with The Simpsons, other than sexy Flanders. That's the only thing I've ever thought was funny.
I mean, come on. Come on, the scene where they block out his daughter in the shower.
That's the only funny part.
You think there's funny stuff? The Simpsons movie, you watch that. You laughed a few times in that.
I've never actually seen that movie, no.
No?
No, I know the spider
thing. Just give it a shot.
I don't know. At this point, I've gone this far without watching it. What's the point?
So Family Guy, though, real quick. On Family Guy, I watched religiously like the first, what, six seasons? And then I don't know what happened. Like, I stopped watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's not funny anymore. It's just, it was weird. It was like, like 5 years in a row, I was like, man, everything Family Guy.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yep. Well, hell, my college, you know, the 2.5 years in the dorm, that's all we had. We had that or Chappelle's Show on. Mm-hmm. And you're right. We went out and bought the DVDs. Like, we would take turns. Mm-hmm. Whose turn it was because we were broke and we're like, all right, who's buying the next season? You know, and it's like, oh, man, I got to go drop
$40 season.
Yeah. But, yeah, we watched that all the time on the DVDs, like just on repeat. It was always on. Yeah.
So who said it wasn't funny? Because I don't think women find Family Guy as funny as guys do.
Nicole and Kayla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Come.
Hey, what do they know? They're women. They don't know what's funny. Come on now.
Jeez, dude.
Like, I'm going to take comedic advice from a couple of broads, right?
Not true, ladies. Don't listen to Brock.
You know, I think it's funny. They took time to get out of the kitchen to type this up. Get back in there. Eh? Oh, what are you talking about?
How are you still married, dude? I have no idea.
That's like my wife telling me we should watch this female comedian stand-up routine. Like, all right, that's a funny joke, Kiki. Way to go. What's funny is they actually let her get up on stage and try and tell jokes because she's a woman.
Oh, just stop. You stop.
Yeah.
Dude, you're gonna get choked out by a bunch of ladies.
You know the punchline.
And I'm going to laugh. I'm going to watch it and laugh.
You know the punchline for a female comedian's joke? It's the fact that she's a female comedian. That's what it is. Hey!
No, it's not funny. I'm on your side, ladies.
Two chicks walk into a bar, and the guys go, hey, what are you doing, chicks? Get out of the bar. Go back to the kitchen. Am I right? Hey.
That's the dumbest joke I've ever heard in my life.
That's so dumb.
God.
Anyway, thank you.
I can't wait till everything opens back up. You're going to get punched in the nose.
Thanks for commenting, ladies. We appreciate it. Let's see. Nicholas had a good one. He said something he does not find funny that everyone else does. Hitting my funny bone on stuff. That's always hilarious.
Oh,
that is always
hilarious. Why do they call it a funny bone? Isn't there nothing funny about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's the worst. Especially if you get it right, you know, when you get it right on a chair perfectly.
It's funny because when other people do it, it's funny for us to see. You know, oh, God. Oh, oh, geez. Oh, that's funny.
Lightning through my fingertips.
Just the worst. God, that hurts so bad.
Dude, it always takes me like a half hour to get that feeling back, too. You know, rubbing my arm.
Oh, terrible. Let's see. Laura said Dutch ovens, crop dusting, and plain old farting and laughing when everyone else is gagging. I mean, farts are always funny to me. They always are. Always.
See, are they funny when you do it? See, I think it's funny when I do it, but when my brother crop dusted me the other day, I was kind of, there was a part of me who was like, dude, I should probably joke about it.
Yeah, there's always a part of you that's a little angry if it's not your own fart, but if it's still someone else's, you appreciate it. Like a good ripper, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh always. Let's see. Mark said,
if it's really loud in a quiet situation, I can't help but laugh.
Yeah, you have to. You got to laugh. Mark said people yelling more cowbell and Freebird at every single local show. Hey, play Freebird!
Oh, yeah.
Freebird! All right. Thanks, buddy.
DJing on the weekends, you know, when we were still doing that. I got a lot of that.
Yeah.
Freebird! Just have it on cue, man.
Yeah. Let's see. A couple people said The Office, which... at first, I thought Office was epic, and now I'm kind of like, maybe because I've seen it so many times. It's just, it's been around nonstop since it first started airing, maybe.
Never really watched it.
Yeah. It's just now
the, through the coals on this.
The longer I've seen it, it's the more I just can't stand the characters I don't like, so it makes it hard to watch, and it kind of loses some of it, but I don't know. Ooh. I liked it when it first came out.
Here's why I think I haven't watched The Office, because I know what Steve Carell does.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be just Steve Carell being Steve Carell, and I know what that is, I don't need to watch 9 seasons of Steve Carell being Steve Carell.
That's actually an interesting point. I think now, because it's been in so much pop culture, if you haven't really watched it, you already kind of understand. Mm-hmm. When we were first watching it, it was almost like, oh my God, what's he going to do next? And now you're like, all right, yeah, it's the same character he pretty much plays in his movies, mm-hmm. you know, and everything like that. It's that
right,
same
I was gonna say,
in his comedies, yeah.
Rather watching however many seasons of The Office there are, like I'll just watch 40-Year-Old Virgin. I mean,
it's
I know it's
like
not the
that,
same,
or
but
Anchorman. It's bits Anchorman, and pieces, you know? Of all of that put together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Melissa said Rick and Morty. She doesn't find that funny. Everyone else does. I haven't watched it yet. I feel bad. Johnny Greaser, he's always like, have you watched Rick and Morty yet? And I'm like, no, I haven't gotten around to it. He's a diehard Rick and Morty fan.
Son of Sam, too.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten around to it. I can't get into it. Maybe I need to watch it. I don't know, but I haven't gotten into it. So
I'm not going to say if I watch it or not because I don't want the text and email.
Yeah, what? You haven't watched it?
I'm stepping out of this one.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll end with Brian's. What's something that you do not find funny that everyone else does? He says most of this show. Which, joke's on you, Brian. That's a compliment because you said most people find our show funny, so suck it. How about that?
Ha!
Yeah. In your face, Brian.
Didn't read that one through, did you?
Yeah, did you? Didn't think that one all the way through, did you, Brian? All right. Let's take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up.
Stupid.
That most people think is funny, Brian. Do you like